Good morning. This is the Thursday edition of Down to Brass Tacks. 4341790, our call number. You can reach us at brasstacks@starcomnetwork.net, or you can send a WhatsApp message to 266-4862, a WhatsApp message. We can't accept calls on that number as the audio is disconnected for the broadcast purposes. Michelle Braffitt is the technical operator producer. I'm Dennis Johnson, your host. We go until 2 with our usual breaks for the regional roundup, tracking the latest network news from Flo, the latest at 12:30. Power is a very intoxicating beverage. It is so powerful that it not only affects those who actually imbibe, bar, and observe. And when the wise bartender signals that you are being excessive, rather than heeding his plea, the response is sometimes, "I will take my business elsewhere," and you, your family, and the staff at your bar will not eat. The tent is becoming crowded, and those who are elbowing and jostling and shoving to get to the front to bow and pay homage to the monarch are beginning to stamp on each other's cones. And it is then the bacchanal can start. Brass Tacks, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Johnson. How are you this morning?
I'm all right, sir. And you?
I'm great. I woke up this morning, feel good about that.
Yeah, so did I.
Good morning to the listeners as well, too. Mr. Johnson, a question I want to ask. Brass Tacks ever think about taking Brass Tacks to the community, like hook you in the community, like at least twice a week?
We did that at one point, sir. We were accused of following Q in the community, and because of the peculiar nature of this program, people who speak openly and freely on air did not want to do so in person.
Oh, I see. I realize a lot of young people don't have access of a landline, and they use cell phone, and the credit go quick, so they can't really hold on the call.
That's, you know, I've heard that, and there's a challenge with time and phones and landlines, and I suppose calling radio will eventually have to find a way to deal with it. We've tried WhatsApp, but I said because of issues with quality and other things, that has been discontinued. And then there are those who try using Zoom, but you have to have a link to do that. So there are challenges associated with traditional calling radio the way we've done it. And I suppose going forward, we'll have to find a way to accommodate various things. People have suggested 1-800 numbers for people overseas and various things like that. I suppose going forward, there are things we have to look at in that regard. Yeah.
Right. Next point, Mr. Johnson. The technology in the world track going so fast that we in Barbados, we are not keeping up with it. We need somebody to come out, like the banks that are closing off, tellers and so on. We need some more tellers that can come out and advise people how to go about online banking, how to set up credit cards, how to go to the ATM. Because a lot of people in Barbados don't have the idea about ATM. I know getting back into it. I doubt it a long time. I didn't have the cost to use an ATM. So there have a lot of people out there that need a little more guidance on ATM and online banking. Then I understand that they have the soon done with liquid currency, money. So if they decided to finish with liquid currency, everybody now got to go into the bank and get a Visa card or credit card, and you have to have an account in the bank in order to get a Visa card or credit card. What can happen to all those people that sell inside the road that are not up to date with the technology, that are selling the vendors and the coconut vendors and all those people? Those people are going to get left behind. And the next thing about it, I would like the Prime Minister to take a good look at it, because if you are saying that you're finishing with money and you're using Visa cards, debit cards, what can happen to school children that have to take the bus and have to buy lunch? They have to have a Visa card or credit card too. So the bank will have to issue plenty Visa cards. The whole population of Barbados have to have Visa cards and debit cards. And then the mother, if she has six children, she will have to have six Visa cards or six debit cards.
No, really. Look, the move to get people to stay away from money transactions is one that is going to take a while. One, two, cards are such that there are ways that they can be used, misused too. You won't have to get six. You might have more than one if you want to, but there are ways you can do it. Buses can issue, or transportation in general, can issue cards that you can use multiple times. In other words, you buy a card, you use your Visa card or whatever card you have to purchase a ticket that has, I don't know, maybe 50 uses. So that's the card that the children would travel with. They would swipe the card when they get onto the bus. They would deduct one. They would swipe one when they're coming back home, deduct two until all 50 or how many are gone. The positive side of it is less cash for people to stick you up and rob. The downside of it are the things you mentioned, the people who depend on cash to exist. I can tell you that there are wayside vendors who found ways around it. It will take a while before it seeps to the level that you're worried about. By then, both of us may not be here. But we will never, ever totally get rid of paper or some kind of money transaction that involves the payment of cash. What you may get away from, some countries have already done it, is notes. Let me say to you that one of the things driving it is the expense of making notes that are tamper-proof. All the things you see on a note to stop counterfeiting, all the lines and the various things they've used, they cost. So you end up in a situation where to produce a dollar bill is $5. So then you get rid of dollar bills. Jamaica, I think, went to $10 and $20 coins because it was easier or less expensive to make a coin and harder to duplicate and counterfeit a coin than it was to do a note. So there have been changes like that, but they've been gradual and various people have adapted in various ways. Don't panic too much yet about losing cash altogether. It can take a while, but it's the direction in which they're trying to head. I take your point, however, that people need to be educated and the opportunities need to be presented for people to raise their concerns and have them answered in the use of everything. But, yeah.
All right. Thanks very much.
No problem at all, sir. Good to have you, and thanks for sharing with us. Brass Tacks, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning, Mr. Johnson.
Morning, ma'am.
Yeah, I want to ask a question, please, for some person. They want to know they fell at work and hurt themselves, or they want to know there's someplace, I tell them there's someplace I heard coming over the radio that they say you could call, but I didn't write the number. Could you help me with that number, please?
Have no idea, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
None. I don't know. Can I help you with that?
All right. Thanks so much.
Sure. 4341790. Brass Tacks, good morning.
Good morning. How are you keeping, sir?
I'm keeping all right, and you?
Well, just waiting for the contact to be made. That's all I'm doing right now.
Okay.
Most things to achieve goals, sacrifices must be made. And as John Mark Peter Thor said, everybody wants to go to heaven. But to get to heaven, you got to tell you. And nobody wonders. And as my man said, every day we pay the price where the living sacrifice. I have been asking this question for a long time, and I don't think I've asked it of you. Is it a crime for someone to stand up for their rights? Is it something bad? Where is it that we as a people, with very few exceptions, prefer to kneel down and beg and crawl? And the sad thing about it, Danny, the few of us who would sound our voices, we are not encouraged, you know what you're being told? Man, you can't change it. You can't do nothing about it. Anything can be changed. It may not be easy in changing, but you know what's the important ingredient? Unity. Forgetting about petty differences. Forgetting about who support what party. Forgetting about who don't like who. And until we rid ourselves of that, we are not going to go anywhere. And politicians will continue to do what they do. Keep us divided. Keep us against one another. And the politicians live in unity. We've been hearing from both sides, when they get, they can do this, they can do that. It has never happened. And that is one of the reasons I've been calling for a competent party, although you never know what might happen, but we just can't go on with this two-tier thing. And we are the ones who are paying that price. What more is it going to take?
So let me say to you that the divisions that you speak about, not created by politicians, the divisions are there. They may be utilized to the advantage of politicians, but they're not created by politicians. The belief that they're created by politicians then makes a mess of your statement that you need a viable third party, because the third party will comprise of politicians, who will then, instead of dividing you into two, divide you into three. And then you'll ask for another party that will divide you into four. So the divisions are there. We are divided because we are divided. Petty reasons, perhaps. Jealousy, perhaps. Greed, perhaps. Human nature, they say, perhaps. It's just exploited by those who understand how to exploit weakness. And that's what it is. Have a good one. Brass Tacks, good morning.
Good morning, Dennis.
Hey, morning, sir.
You had two important calls just now that I was thinking about, but I want to deal with Black Lives, but before you get to that, you had the first caller spoke about technology.
Mm-hmm.
And don't care what you do with technology, certain things remain basic. When you look at a motor car, I have lived long enough to see all types of motor car being built. Some that you can stand outside and switch on the car. You go inside and you do whatever you want to do, but you know the tires ain't changing. You still got to get air to put in the tires. Don't
care. Nah, they got run flat ones though, man.
They got run flat ones.
I'm not sure what in it. I haven't got one to find out. Yeah, but you know, some things remain the same. Yeah, I agree with you. It's still running with the engine.
No. So I hear PBA, this is the first thing, but he continuously stating that he wants a third party, and it's time that we start moving from party to party. I know that you're clever enough to put him right. I came along since 1951, and I recognize that there were political parties. For instance, the Barbados Labour Party is nearly 80 years old also. But they're not the same people that was there from the origin. It is only the name of a party. People is who makes a party. You got people that would come and do some things that F. Grantley Adams had to raise from his grave. He was shocked.
Mm-hmm.
And said, so the BSP, you got people like Al Barr, that if he had to come and see who became members of the Democratic Labour Party, what to do to people, he would also raise and want over going on. It is not the party name, Pete. it is the people that is elected or selected to run on behalf of that party that caused the country and the state. That would drive me right into black power. What we call the power of the black man.
Mm.
Black Lives Matter.
Mm.
Now, we just had an incident in Barbados that catch the eyes of the public pertaining to the young girl at DCAS. Mm. Do we ever sit down and ask ourselves, that long time ago, I can't recall, apart from the 70s, a white person went into Parliament. All the laws, all the institutions, all the most important parts of this country, from the Chief Justice to the Governor General right now, is black people. And when this incident took place, it didn't the white man to the blame to go up there and start treating the people so. I always say that we, and he's talking about policy, part of the company, the same society and the community that he come from. Look, when I start being involved in politics, I was going on to 18, going 20. First time I voted is in a by-election. Today, I know I have 13, an average of 13 offsprings from me that is eligible to vote. But what politicians have to learn and understand, that way some of them, most of them, when they lose power, they don't see them publicly on the street. Because for the damage, and I hear you made mention about power.
That's why power. I started.
You mentioned about power. You just started some interesting conversations.
So, and people just asked me some interesting ones too. Somebody asked me who Jocelyn, power. Who and what you're talking about, and I just
yeah, you talk about power, you was right on the ball. You as a politician, they want people to understand. Politicians come to people, and there is a song that I got right down, The Poor Man by the Calypsonian name. He talked about how a politician would come to the poor man. The poor man would follow him.
Mm.
But when the time comes for the poor man to find him, he got to go through some different people that he can't get to him.
Mm-hmm.
But what I want people to understand, it is not the political party.
But
it's the personality.
But hold on. So, and here's where we could have a discussion, because you've been around politics for a long while, you've said. And I'm sure that during the course of that time, you would have engaged at different levels in the party. So, if a party is made up of people, and if the party is made up of branches, and if the branches have people in it, the question is who exerts the influence? And this is where I think this whole party system, you know, I've become disillusioned with it, because the personality who gets put into parliament gets there because of the support he receives from those on the ground and those around him. Because he doesn't go around to everybody in the constituency. He gets around, but he has a network of people that will work around him. When you have people who've worked for a party, and they expect the sweets to fall to them. But when they get the sweets, whatever they are, they begin to exercise that word I use, power, which is why I made the comment this morning about people elbowing and jostling and, you know, who could bend down more to say thou art great so they could get ahead, is where the problem starts. Because you would find, for example, having isolated the people in parliament from the people who put them there, they would then, the politician would be able to say, but I sent out somebody to help you. You ain't get the help. What they do with it? But nobody gets held to account for it. Neither the politician, nor the person who he sent to help you. And we have perpetuated this system for so long, sir, that to use the word everybody uses, it's become corrupt.
You are so correct. Look, Dennis,
sir, I watched it all over the place.
I do not go to branch meetings. You know why I don't go to branch meetings? They saw a conversation that you will hear coming from the floor of people. I just asked myself, these people really serious? You will hear people sit down on the floor, and Miss Johnson working at child care board.
Mm-hmm.
She shouldn't got that job because she ain't a B. You may hear the DLB says that she shouldn't got that job, but they fail to understand that that person is a citizen like you and he have the right to eat, to drink, and to enjoy life just like you do. And those are the people who corrupt politicians. That I would call them politicians that don't think. Believe that whatever they say is correct. Try to dehumanize people and don't realize that those people have children and relatives that got to survive. That is why, you see, they would always tell me that I don't know who I belong to here, there, and everywhere. Anytime I hear a politician, Dennis, come up with something that benefits the society or the island or the community, I'm with you. Yeah, yeah. Because that's the reason that you should be there, good, not to destroy people. Look, let me say this. I won't go further right now, God. I get a work up.
I can hear it. Didn't mean to work you up, but I hear it.
I had my situation, which you know,
yeah,
with the tribunal.
Right.
And you know what hurt me? I have a good friend. We became a friend politically. But look, that boy dead and gone long. Live under stress, you know. And a political party made sure there are black politicians that are sitting down and doing these things to one another. They come along poor. They come along and struggle. But when they reach the stage of power, they start destroying. Don't let him get this. We ain't going to be this, although it's due to him. This is the sort of wicked. And then, when the election call now, you know something, I just say, I have to know that when they destroy, when they go and kill children, that the men they come with, they cut the tail, and then they would get to realize that what they're doing to people is wrong. Huh?
Sir, it is sad that there are those who encourage that type of behavior. There are those who feel that it gives them power and influence. They use every tool in the name of political power. And as you said, well, I think it was the previous caller who said it, the politicians talk to each other at a different level. They talk to you at a different level when you meet them for various reasons, perhaps because they understand that you don't tolerate nonsense from them, or perhaps they understand your influence, or they understand who you are or what you stand for. But those around them put up this block and shield, and they attack the person. I sat yesterday as the producer of the program while we had persons on air, Marsha Hines-Lane and Faith Marshall Harris, the two ladies who were having the discussion with Glenn. And when I came in this morning, I was preparing for the program and looking through the WhatsApp messages. I mean, most of them did not focus on the issue that was being discussed. They focused on the personalities, the person, what they were saying, why they were saying, and, you know, questions like that. Now, I'm not saying those questions are out of place. I'm saying if you're dealing with an issue, let's talk about the issue. Let's discuss the issue. Let's dissect the issue. And then after we have solved the problem, we could then discuss, well, who did the right thing, who did the wrong thing, and who was the person who. But we tend to focus more so on how best to destroy people to get them to shut up because we are uncomfortable with what they're saying, rather than asking ourselves, is this something that we should fix? And sir, it
you
happens at
so
every
correct.
Level. And unfortunately, it is perpetuated in political parties. And that is the part I don't like.
You are so correct, Dennis. I got to bring a Bible or something because you are right on spot. And when you listen, I listened yesterday, everybody running all around. And the incidents that took place, similar to what took place at...
Correct.
Yes.
Correct.
I could recall seeing down at the mental on the thing. You are hearing a big fuss. Don Blackman went down at the same mental and said he didn't see, he was not happy with what was happening to people, don't be. That's it. I just speak out, something gone wrong. You got to speak out. All of us are black people in black parties, and yet we could find time to destroy each other and then tell me that the white man do me this and the white man do me that. And the black people cut every tail going and coming.
This is Dennis, the legacy of slavery, that we learned it from the master. My question is why we still doing it. Thank you, sir. Brass Tacks, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Johnson.
Yes, sir.
How are you today?
I am all right, and you?
Well, I got one quick one for you. I'm glad when I read an article in the papers that I see where the government is, I want to be short, getting people to work on a contract basis. And that's the best thing I believe that the government would do, as I said, come September. Because, you know, a lot of people in this country, and sorry, I have to say this, most of these government workers are not producing, you know. They're just wasting a lot of time. Look, we got a situation here in Ashton Hall, St. Peter. You know, the entrance to the St. Joseph Hospital, on the left coming up from Spikestone, and if you're going down to Spikestone from Milling Quarter, the entrance now to Millinery Road, which is opposite the two gaps.
Right.
Johnson, if you have to come there and stay up a morning, I hope the police listening, between 10 to 6 and say about 6:45, vehicles coming down that road, Mr. Johnson, and
they Bushy Park.
That's a way flying.
Bushy Park.
Yeah, they used to have a lot of accidents there, you know, I don't know that he's off. You know, sometimes when a bus is at the bus pole there by the hospital on that side,
you can't see it. You can't get around it. Coming down the corner, correct.
Will come up there and try to overtake.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like MTW to put a sign there on that side called Mr. Johnson. On a serious note, something real terrible is going to happen there morning.
Mm.
And I hope the police listen. It is a real problem down here. That's all I have to say. And the fellas are driving too fast. Listen, I see them. Minibuses, Zetas, private vehicles, and worst of all, the transport board workers that driving their buses. Sometimes they don't even see you at the bus hold 6 o'clock for the evening when they get in there. The buses pass you and people in the bus go and be telling the bus driver, I thought I just stopped you. I hope MTW does something with that, and I hope the police go up there and give that place a little monitor upon the morning, especially Monday to Friday. Otherwise, we're going to get a big hurricane down there.
So when people try to beat the traffic by cutting through side roads, they tend to speed and coming back into the flow of traffic, they tend not to pay too much attention to it. Hopefully, they're hearing your plea and they'll be able to help you with it. So. Yeah. Thank you.